Peace in family, it's your brother from another motherland, Mr. Mikel, the energy, and you are now tapped into spiritual health with Mikel, where I deep dive into spiritual conversations that many people are not talking about, family. Let's get into it right now. Enjoy, leave a comment, hit me up, and if you want to tap into our community, Warojo House, go to warojohouse.com and join us in this spiritual game. Peace in, love out. It's a mad thing right now, family. Peace in, one and all. It's your brother from another motherland, Mr. Mikel, the energy. We about to get it in today. We back on the live, bringing you the Ma'at every Monday, family. We about to do a Martian live, family. Getting it in, giving the people what they need. Spiritual health is the conversation, family. And you know we can't leave out this conversation right here, family. So we back, we in the game, live via Warojo House Instagram, and then you'll also be hearing this on the podcast, family. So we're about to get it in today. Here we go. You don't know what time it ain't, family. We got everyone tuned in right now. We gonna get into some spiritual health, family, because here we know that my art is very important to us. And it's a rhythm that we need to consistently be on. So we back in the chair, we back in the hot seat, family, just to bring up some conversations and to allow us to get on rhythm. Peace in to Samawati. Peace in to my sister Giselle. We're doing that radio vice, family. You don't know what time it ain't. This is Chez FM. We're bringing it back for them, family. You done know. Hey. It's summertime, or it's around the corner, and your brother from another motherland, we are back in London, bringing the vibes, bringing the sun, bringing the energy, family. So tell all your people, Chez Arojo's back in the town. We're going to have a wonderful summer. Some beautiful activities planned. A lot of music, a lot of connectivity. A lot of Chez Arojo, family, so stay tuned for that, family. You done know. We're about to get into Ma'at. It's Ma'at Monday, family. And so we have to show up for spiritual law, spiritual health, and that conversation right here. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, we back in Babylon, and we're going to give them the vibes right now. You done know. This one playing right now is No Shame. I dropped this one a while ago, but we just dropped the music video, family. Very important, we do some visuals, so go check out the music video if you haven't already. You can click the link in my bio and connect with that. Good vibes. In fact, put a flame if you've seen the music video already. If you haven't, you might have to jump off this live. Go check it out and then come back, family. Yeah. I feel home, I feel clean, I feel safe when I'm around you. I feel pure, I feel good, and I feel natural when I'm open in your arms, in your heart, in your mind, in your palms. Hey, family. Laying there, here with me, we're so close and so far. We could be worlds apart, but nothing brings us closer than when we open up and show that no shame. Hey, this one's for you lot, family, cause yeah, man, we're gonna be talking about that today. This is the season, family. Ma'at, we're gonna get into some spiritual law today. I can't wait, man. And also, any questions you guys have, please load them up. Load them up in the question box. We're gonna go there, man. Peace in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I do, my hearty. All I do, my hearty. All I do, my hearty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, no shame.
You don't know what time it ain't. Hey.
All I do, my hearty. 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 All I do, my hearty.
when we open up and show that we're Nana. Nana Shade. Nana Shade.
Wanna do my head, wanna do my head, wanna do my head, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wanna do my head,
yes, family, you don't know. You don't know what time it ain't. It's your brother from another motherland right now. Yeah. Woo. Peace to everyone, family. I pray it's been a rich rising for everyone. And yeah, family. I just want us to connect, family, on my art. We're moving into a new season. The summer's coming up, and yeah, man, I'm really excited about all the activities we got going on. I'm fresh from the motherland, back with a renewed spirit, and really excited, honestly, to be here in London. There's a lot of beautiful energy going around, a lot of wonderful souls that I enjoy connecting with. Yeah, man, and we just got a lot to bring to the table right now. So, yeah, I'm really excited about doing that, family. So, this live here today, as usual, is all about spiritual health. All about ma'at and understanding how we can use spiritual law and our understanding of spirit to really empower those steps we're trying to make in this next season, you know? One thing, when we're dealing with my art and when we get into the study of my art, it always reminds us that this life here is a spiritual game. And that being said, you are the lead character in your spiritual game. Okay? That means every other person, every other 7.9 or 8 billion people is also a lead character in their game. And though your game might look similar, though your paths may cross, though you may be in the same spaces and same time, or appear to be, you can never play anyone else's game. It is an impossibility. You can affect, you can empower, you can disadvantage, and you can definitely influence. You can never play anyone else's game. Your spiritual game belongs to you. You are the one with the control pad. You are the avatar that is being moved. So it's very important that one of the things we've been talking about in Waroho House on this journey of around the conversation of sexuality is acceptance. We've been talking a lot about acceptance because every single human being is playing their own game, because you can never be like anyone else, because everyone is designed in the same way or from the same essence. Acceptance, self-acceptance, is a huge factor as to how you experience your game. Well, what game are we playing? The goal here is heaven on earth. That's the goal. Yeah? The goal of this game is for you to experience a living paradise. That's the goal. For you to enjoy this life to the fullest, to the maximum degree, whilst remaining healthy, happy, wealthy. This is the goal. This is the intention of every life. Now, with that, I mean, for this game to be interesting, everyone must play their own role. Everyone must play different characters, serve different functions, or, you know, life wouldn't be life itself. So your journey to heaven, your personal journey to heaven, is going to be predicated on your understanding of who you are, the character in the game, right? Just as a light example, Batman and Joker make a great story. You know, this is a story we've all looked at for years, right? But essentially, for that story to even be interesting, you have to have two polarizing characters. You have to have two people who essentially believe, genuinely believe in two different things. Or they may believe in the same thing, but just have polarizing approaches to the same thing, right? One presents themselves in this way and people define them as a hero. Another presents himself in that way and people define them as a villain. You have to figure out who you are in this story by understanding all the things that have been given to you by default. We do a lot of work around trauma. We do a lot of work around, you know, going back into our history and unlearning, so to speak, the things that we've been through. But some things have come pre-packaged into your journey here on Earth. Some things, in fact, all things that you've experienced, you were destined to go through based on who you are. There's a certain way that you approach life, and in turn, there's a certain way that life approaches you. That relationship is what creates the experience you have. Now, what I'm saying is, without acceptance of self, like of who you are, yes, your default, without acceptance, you will never enjoy that relationship with life. Without acceptance, you will never allow yourself to be free with that relationship with life. You'd be constantly offended. You'd be constantly comparing yourself. You'd be constantly judging everything you do, every move you make, every idea you have, every mistake, every failure, every trial, every error. You will constantly judge it because you haven't accepted yourself. So a big part of this conversation right now, family, that I want to have, that I've been having with myself, yeah, but I want to have with us and those who are interested in understanding Ma'at and the harmony of your spirit, is acceptance. Have you accepted yourself yet? That's a serious question, family. Have you truly accepted who you are? Have you even managed to look honestly at yourself? Have you accepted who you are? And I want to dig into this, and feel free to probe with questions, because we get more specific with questions, right? But have you accepted you? Have you accepted you? This is a big question. And to be honest, that's what this song, No Shame, is even speaking to. A lot of my music speaks to this, actually. But have you accepted you? Have you accepted yourself? The way you are, the way you've been made, the way you've been uniquely designed, right? And there's a thin line between accepting yourself and overlooking your faults or where you need work. Sometimes we say, oh, I can't accept this part of me, or I can't accept that because it's not good, it's toxic. Well, anything that is toxic to you means you haven't yet found its place of harmony inside you. You see, accepting yourself doesn't mean you're not gonna grow. Yeah? Accepting yourself doesn't mean you're not called to do better, or you're not called to do challenge, right? It's not a passive thing. Accepting yourself is understanding the aspects of self that will not be moved regardless of what you do. This is going to be your way. You see, like, you know, you know, like when I was young, yeah, I didn't like, you know, I had a lot of white friends when I was young, right? White and mixed race friends. So I was like, my hair ain't doing what their hair is doing. You got what I'm saying? My hair won't do what their hair was doing. So I used to look at my hair, man, I'm like, and even that now, like my black friends now, they were having cane row all the way down. I was like, my hair's not doing that. And then I used to like texturize my hair, put S-curls and watch it bun out at the back. Right? Because I'm trying to do something that I admire them for. Right? You know, until I was like, this ain't working, man. I just kept her like a low cut like most of my life. And now look, my hair, look, I'm catching my hair in a bloody, a hair band, you know? But accepting yourself, meaning those things about you that come pre-packaged, it won't change. And so it's there for you to use it for your unique experience, for your heaven, to build your reality. That thing about you that won't leave, like me, you know, this thing of what they like to call ADHD, or this thing of being hyperactive or hypersensitive. That's a quality that I have that's not going to go away, you know? Whether I'm in, I've gone 21 days doing fasting, I've gone into the bushes in nature, I've stripped myself bare, I've meditated on yoga. I am, the energy is the energy regardless. And so when you go down these paths of observing yourself in many different ways, and then you get to witness the things that are constant, the journey of acceptance has to unfold. And in that space, you start to go, okay, how do I make this work for me? That's what acceptance does. This is me. This isn't going to change. How do I make this work for me? How do I make this work for me? That's a question I want you to ask yourself. How do I make this work for me? This is who I am. This is what I've been doing. Or this is something that's I'm constantly drawn to, or constantly holding me back. How do I make this work for me? You got an overactive mind. How do I make it work for me? How do I make it work for me? You hyperactive? How do I make it work for me? You a hermit? How do I make it work for me? Social anxiety? How do I make it work for me? Good with people but not good with money? How do I make it work for me? Really good with money but not good with people? How do I make it work for me? Do you get what I'm saying, family? This is it. This is it. Acceptance. This is where we're at. Acceptance. I got this. I wrote this lyric the other day. I want to share it with you guys. I'm going to try and find it. But it's on my damn phone. Hold on. I can't find it. I might read it another day. But it's a lyric that I wrote, and it was like, I'm gonna butcher. Oh, it's not gonna sound as good. Basically, I was saying, nah, I'm never gonna. Basically, what I was saying was, you can't be afraid of what you're attracted to. Don't be afraid of, like, okay, let me think of, forget the lyric. I'll think of an example. Yeah, like, let me use women. My favorite topic. Okay. My favorite topic. So, there was a girl in school that I was very, very attracted to, right? She was so alluring. She was like a real siren, like in real life. She was a genuine siren. That was her energy, yeah? But I was drawn to her so much. My entire being was like, right? Now, she took me through genuine hell in secondary school, right? Because I wasn't the only one attracted to her, but I was with her. Long story short is, she taught me a valuable lesson about myself, about my shortcomings, about my eyes versus the eye. She helped me see beyond the candy, the sweetness of my eyes. She taught me how to no longer trust my eyes. You see? And so I use that, her as an example, to say that whatever you're attracted to will be your dopest lesson. And what if you just allow yourself to go in it, you're gonna invest yourself so much that it's gonna hit you so nicely that whatever you need to learn, you will learn. So don't be scared of your inclinations. Go down there. You may get punched in the face, but that's what you needed to learn. Or you may, for example, you know, I drank a lot of alcohol when I was young. By the time I was 16, 17, let's say 18, I'd stopped drinking. By the time I was 18, I stopped drinking. Because I didn't grow up in a space where I was restricted from drinking. It's like, oh, there's alcohol. You want some? Here you go. Went out with my friends. Drink. You get what I'm saying? And then so the desire for it naturally left me. Do you guys get what I mean? Accepting yourself comes with acknowledging the things you desire, genuinely acknowledging them, the things you are naturally drawn to, right? Acknowledging it and having the confidence to walk down the path of enjoying, indulging, or discovering those natural inclinations, because your greatest lessons sit there. You see, the same thing that gets you erect will be the same thing that will make you limp. You get what I'm saying? The same thing that got you up will get you back down again. You know, and so it's a humbling experience. It's very humbling. And so don't be scared of that. You will learn so much. You see what I'm saying? Let's do some questions, because maybe we can dig a little bit deeper. But the conversation here, the title is acceptance. Are you accepting of yourself currently? I know who you wish you were. This is also a part of the problem. Who you wish you were is an amalgamation of other people's ideas, what other people think is right, you know, a collection of problems you wish would just go away. Are you accepting of yourself right now? You see, are you accepting of yourself right now? And that's a big one when it comes to self-love, when it comes to really designing and projecting this reality that in a way that favors you. Are you accepting of yourself? This is a big deal, family. Let's get some questions going. Big up, big up. Damulate. This is my graphics designer, guys. If you guys need graphics, this is your guy. Damulate. He hooks up all of this Waroho House stuff. You better hit him up, bro. You better screenshot. Get that guy. He's the man in these streets. Right? Me did a walk on street. Only for lovely pretty girl, me did meet. Some from south and some from east. Them kind of woman you could never ever leave. But me this is something never see. Alright, when I start rapping, you know it's time for question times, family. But we're asking, big up Nirvana. Big up Nirvana, thank you. Are you accepting of yourself, family? Are you accepting of yourself? Big up Joella Brown, noticing the little adornments in my headpiece. Big up yourself, you don't know. Are you accepting of yourself, family? This is what we're talking about. Let me get on the next rhythm. Let me put on the next rhythm, family. Give you lot some vibes whilst we're here. No Shame, the new video is out right now, so you can click the link in the bio. Maybe I'll drop this one. Let me drop this one. You're done, Hey, family, we got some serious music going on here. I don't know if I should drop some exclusive music for you lot, or maybe we should wait. I don't know, but let me drop No Shame, since that's what we're talking about. This is a big tune and it speaks to what I'm saying, family. Accepting of yourself. This is, for me, this is where Cheza Rojo has come up. This is where Waroho House has come up. This is where all of this stuff we're doing. It's about accepting yourself. You never know what is ready to come out of you when you accept who you are.
I want to be deep, deep in your heaven. Deep in your heaven, safari. Deep in your heaven.
Get them questions coming in, family.
In your heaven.
Listen to the lyrics, family. Listen to the lyrics.
So I had to tell my granny, say,
nah, no shame. Come on.
Nah, no shame. On me, I'm just moving in my soul. Nah, no shame.
Put them questions in the comments, family. We're gonna get it in right now. More questions, family. Let's go. Mr. Blue, I see you. Mr. Blue, I see you. Vicky, I see you. Nakumaisha watu wa roho. Hey, Cheza Rojo's gonna be fired this season. Two more questions in the question box and we're gonna get right to it. Let's go.
I can never really say.
Nah, no.
I feel clean, I feel safe when I'm around you. I feel
so close and so far. We could be worlds apart, but nothing brings us closer than when we open up and show that another shield.
You done no family. Let's get this one prayer in. We go to questions. Let's go.
Hey.
Put a flame if you love this tune right here. This song has saved me so many times, family. I can't even lie, man. Deep meditations and wonderful, yeah, moments with this song, man. But let's get into some questions, family. I want to go to your questions right now. We're going to put in something even more mellow. I hope you guys are blessed, man. It's a rich rising. It's a rich rising right now. Alright, let's get it in. Alright, let's go, family. Let's see what I go on. Alright then. Woo! Big boy question. So, family, for those of you just tuning in, this is Rich Rising right now with your brother Mikel. The energy, we're always talking my art, because my art is for Monday. Monday's Martian Day, family, and today we're talking about accepting yourself. Big things. How do you discern? I'm gonna go with Mr. Blue's question, then I'm gonna jump in the question box. Big up, Mr. Blue. Oh Lord, there's so many more. Lord, hold on. I'm just seeing more of your comments, family. Alright, cool. How do you decide whether to go left or right, up or down, family? Oh my God. Oh my. That is the wild thing, family. Honestly, that is the roller coaster. That is the part that is left to you. That part is where, so it's difficult, especially for someone like me, right? This is, if I'm being honest, where I have a lot of difficulty, because my imagination is so vast and I genuinely know that anything I actually imagine will come to me. I am so careful with how I make decisions. I'm almost too careful sometimes, right? And as true to my star sign, a Libra, I'm often in the valley of decision weighing my scales. Yeah? But what it means, when them scales tip, I'm hard left or hard right. And those and that could look extreme, you know? But how do I make decisions? That North Star, that highest intention, has been what has saved me. In any moment, I pair the decision with my highest intention, meaning where I'm trying to go. What does this decision, how does it navigate towards where I'm trying to go beyond this moment? You know, who I'm trying to be, or how I've defined myself beyond this moment. And if I can't see it, I go with the most exciting option. But the kicker is, sometimes the most exciting option is the most scary. In fact, more often than not, the shit that's really exciting and that's really alluring, it's like, yeah, come over here, you know, come over this side. You know what I'm saying? That one can be quite difficult. And so yeah, that one there, I usually first with the highest intention, and then I'm like, okay, which one am I more excited about doing? Because as they say, there's many ways to skin a cat. You see? So I'm like, okay. Which one am I most excited about doing? Sometimes it's more difficult. Sometimes the one you're more excited about is more dangerous. It's bigger risk. But it just sounds way more sexier in your head. You see? But the idea is, the L that might come is not a loss. It's a lesson. And sometimes you've got to be like, you know what? I took an L. Like the other day, I think it was even this morning, I was like, I took an L. And that L is a lesson. I learned a lesson. And since it is spiritual law that you will forever learn lessons. Yeah? Forever learn lessons. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've found out recently. You know what I'm saying? Muscles increase, meditations increase. You will forever learn lessons. So the L is a lesson. You see? The W is wisdom. You see? So you can see it like that. And that allows you to not be so afraid of certain decisions, man. Deep breath. Fuck it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I get it in. Peace in harmony. Greetings, dada. You see? So yeah, and that's the journey that comes.
Here we go.
All right, let's get into some more questions, family. Are we still going in? Let me know if I connected with you on that one, Mr. Blue. Big up the comments, man. Big up this. Oh my gosh, we're active, guys. It's summertime, family. That means, you know, we out here. Cesar Rojo's coming back. Mikhail versus Amapiano. Lots of music, lots of wonderful experiences coming up, family. So if you're not in the Warojo Club, click the link in the bio, join the Warojo Club so we can stay up to date as we usually do. All right, cool. I'm just going to go from the top down. Kashoni, how do you know when you are yourself? So this is a layered answer. And on a different rhythm. Yeah. So how do you know when you are yourself? So you are constantly expanding. Your awareness is growing. And sometimes we try and, which is not a bad thing, but we try and think like a person. We think like a person that we're not yet energetically aligned with, right? So we put our mind in a space that we are not physically in terms of what we're practicing and how we're living, right? And so how do you know when you are yourself? You have to look at, what I tend to look at is the thread that has existed regardless of how much I grow in wisdom. What constantly exists regardless of how I grow? Do you remember your inner child? Do you remember your younger self? Your behavior? What was your report card? What did they say on it? How did you do in school? What was you into? What wasn't you into? Who was you in your gang? In your squad, who was you? Did you play the background? Was you the leader? Was you the one that spoke out? Was you da-da-da-da-da-da? Like, these nuances about your life that remain a constant regardless of how much you grow in wisdom or gain more confidence in a particular area, there's certain things that remain. You see? Like, if I speak to me, one thing that I've always challenged myself on is like my, how would I describe it? My outlandish energy. Sometimes, or like something I challenge myself on a lot is my heart and my inability to restrict my heart's communication when it gets there. And I'll delete everything and everyone if I'm instructed to. You get what I'm saying? And it doesn't always put me in the best scenarios, but I'm always going to speak the truth that's on my heart because I actually feel a weight. I feel a weight and I have to let it off. And then, so I've always challenged that because that's what got me expelled from private school. Me and my bro got sent to acting school when we was young. He lasted 12 years. I lasted one. You get what I'm saying? Because at 7 years old, I'm calling out the teacher for being racist. I'm saying you're only giving me a demerit because I'm black. I'm seven, but it's true. And I don't want to be a bad, I don't want to be the, oh, he's making noises. But I actually hate being a rebel. It doesn't, might not look like that. I don't like being a rebellion. I don't like being a rebel. I don't like it. It's not like, I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy being the one standing out. I just am that person. So the question is always like, okay, how do I make this work for me? You get it? So that's something I've always tried to kind of like, not now. You know what I'm saying? And then the spirit in me is just like, okay. 5, 4, 3, 2. You get what I'm saying? So that has never worked for me until I accepted that that's me. And also there's levels of acceptance because life changes, you grow, you do other things, and you have to kind of remember who you are again, you know? But that's something that I've always been like, even me, I'm like, can't you just do the thing? Just follow, shh. Just act like you don't see. I don't only point out the elephant in the room, I'll go and sit on it. And start having fun with the elephant. And everyone's, you know what I'm saying? And then, woo, this is good. Hey, y'all seen this elephant? This is a colorful elephant. This is a nice elephant. He likes peanuts and bananas. You know what I'm saying? His name is Jeffrey. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's something that I've always tried to not think, but that's me. You know, so answering your question specifically, accepting yourself is understanding those things that are non-negotiable to your spirit that will never change regardless of, you know, you've gone to Mecca now and you're praying about it, you know, or you've become a Buddhist and you don't eat meat no more. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, sometimes we think these things, you just become more disciplined with that energy. It doesn't go nowhere. You get what I'm saying? You know? You become more disciplined with that energy, but it doesn't go anywhere. You found more ways to do it. Now, I can sit still. I can shut up. You get what I'm saying? Because I've learned how to go micro with my chaos. And I enjoy it, sitting still. And breath work helps. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? So again, accepting yourself is looking at those non-negotiables, those spiritual non-negotiables, those things that will never not be there. Regardless of what you want to call yourself, this is who Vicky is going to be in whatever journey she's taking. Does that make sense? That's one of mine. I've got many, and if we want, we could go into it, but I'd rather answer some questions as well. I've got so many. I hope that answers your question. We may go deeper when we get to some other people's questions. How do you accept what you don't like or what is culturally unacceptable? This deserves another rhythm. This deserves a whole next rhythm. And I don't know. Give me something. Mm-mm. Oh! Deep breath, everybody. It was the shuffle gods that brought this one in. Here we go. I want to answer this question while I still have battery life. This is a banging question. But can you guys sing with me just for some, just for some, just for some help? The now is just begun. The now is just begun. And it's only for a moment. Said it's only for a moment, yeah. The now is just begun. The now is just begun. And it's only for a moment. Said it's only for a... Let's answer this question right now. Big up Albert, Pete 7. How do you accept what you don't like or what is culturally unacceptable? This is a war within Cell Family. And I totally understand the trajectory that we are being called on right now, because we sit we sit on the cusp of a brand new world. And so what it means is a lot of us are going to be going through this, accepting things mainly that are culturally unacceptable, when now we're being called for a new culture, family. We have to respect that the cultures we're coming out from were cultures created for us, were cultures created out of the circumstance of being deprived, the circumstance of being oppressed. So we are marching forward in our glorious freedom. And so what that means is we have to define for ourselves what is now culturally acceptable. This is a scary and hard and difficult task, and one that I am taking on alongside my Watua Roho. But this question is dope. How do you accept what you don't like or what is culturally unacceptable? First of all, family, you need... Let's deal with culturally unacceptable. The first thing you need to do in terms of acceptance, first of all, accepting the fact that you are inclined to something, right? Let's accept the fact that you are inclined to something. Yeah? I don't know. We can give examples. But you are inclined to something that culturally, maybe you're not usually supposed to be. I think the first thing to do is accept that that's there. And go on the journey of how you feel about it. For example, you might not like that you feel that way. That's okay not to like something you're inclined to. You have to go through a process of looking at that thing from as many angles as you can. I'm not a fan of running away from the things I'm inclined to, regardless of if it's unacceptable. I have to understand what my calling is there. And so I tend to look at it from different angles, look at it from different perspectives. Look at the root of maybe why I don't like this thing, the root of why it's unacceptable. And do I not like it because it's unacceptable, or do I just not like it? You get what I'm saying? Do I not like it because it's unacceptable, or do I just not like it? I'm trying to think of some examples. Do I not like it because it's unacceptable, or do I just not like it? I'm thinking about weed and alcohol or things of that nature. You know? Or we can explore some examples. But for me, it's about looking at it from as many angles as possible and asking yourself those questions. Why don't I like it? Why do I not like it? Because it's unacceptable, or do I just not like it? And why don't I like it? It's also okay not to like. If you just straight up don't like, if it's something about yourself that you don't like, I love these examples. What don't I like about myself? What didn't I like about myself? It's the heart thing. I have a thing with my heart. It's like a... For me, it's like, how would I say? It's that same thing I was mentioning earlier. It's like, I don't like how flippant my heart can be. If it's ready to let go of something, it's almost extreme. It will stay there and then go. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like it's clipped my heels a few times. And so I constantly analyze, again, my intentions behind the certain decisions. I'm constantly looking at if there's a better way to do whatever it is that I've done or I'm doing. Yeah. Accepting it is laughing. I laugh at myself. There's some decisions I've made in the past and I'm like, you know, you just looking at yourself like a child, like my inner child is a great example. Because I look at myself like and just shake my head. It's like, that's typical of you, isn't it? And then I have a little laugh about it. That's how I accept it. It's like, you know, and I do that because it's like that thing, it's not going to go anywhere. So it's like, this isn't our first rodeo and it's not our last. So kill. And then I'm like, yep, I wonder what we're gonna do next time. You have that same thing, you get what I'm saying? So me personally, acceptance is about being able to laugh at those parts of myself that are like weird and odd to me but represent a huge part of how I express or how my spirit navigates this world. So that part is accepting, busting joke with it, also looking at it from many angles, genuinely trying to fix the problem. If you think it's a problem, genuinely try. You get what I'm saying? Fast, meditate, you know what I'm saying? Like delete people or whatever it is you think is going to work, because again, they're just going to be lessons, more lessons for that thing, you know. And some things may leave you and some things won't go. And so, you know, the old saying, if you can't beat them, join them. After doing all of the things you can do to get rid of it and da 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 da, it's like, okay, how can I use this thing? Also, chances are you don't like it because other people typically don't like that thing and you're scared of how other people think. That's also a thing about me as well. It's certain things that I'm okay with myself, but then if I'm thinking about how someone else typically thinks of that thing, I'm cussing my thing because I know someone I like don't like that. And they ain't even said it. You're just putting your mind on other people's shit. You get what I'm saying? You see? I like this shit. They might not like it. So I don't have to not like it because they like it. You get what I'm saying? So again, double down, scratch the surface, go deeper in understanding. If you want me to do some more on that, we can. Let me move on to some other questions. Let me know if I hit the nail for you, or if you want me to expand more. Again, accepting yourself, man. You're hearing it. This is what you're able to see right now. This is what you're able to observe. This is the tools you have. That's another part of accepting. What do you actually have to go at it? What do you actually have to make it work? You get what I'm saying? What do you have? All right, cool. Use that. Omar Howard says, is accepting sometimes used as a justification to giving in to your lower self? Lord of mercy. This deserves another tune. This deserves another tune. Is accept African sex, yeah, thank you. Is accepting sometimes used as a justification to giving in to your lower self? Absolutely. But remember, you are constantly in a, you're constantly justifying everything. So justice, well, let me wait for the drop. Hold on. Justification is dealing with the spiritual law known as Herukuti. Herukuti is what is known today as gender neutral. Yeah? In terms of the spiritual polarity, Herukuti deals with karma. Karma is otherwise known as divine justice. Karma is entirely controlled by you. Entirely. It's not God's. It's you and your relationship with the rhythm you've been set on since birth. So, is accepting sometimes used as a justification to giving into your lower self? Of course. But guess what? What's wrong with that? Let me play a shoe. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with giving in to your lower self? What's wrong with that? It might be the time to do that. You get it? I explained earlier, what made you hard will make you soft. What made you hard will make you soft. Some of the biggest lessons come from that curiosity, that deep desire. So if you can't, watch this. There's an old Jamaican saying that I want to reappropriate, because we use this saying as a threat. But it's not a threat. It's just a spiritual fact. Yes? The saying goes like this. Those who can't hear must feel. And that's all it comes before you box your child in the face. But that's actually spiritual law. And I'm saying most of us can't hear. We have to feel. We have to feel. And feeling is where the wisdom comes. Feeling is where the wisdom comes. My relationship with women changed with that one relationship I had at 15 years old. With this siren. Showed me what women are actually capable of. And I never attracted a woman like that ever again in my life. And my life has been peaceful. Do you get what I'm saying? But that desire, that pull, that candy, I can't hear nothing. What's stronger than that feeling? Nothing stronger than, go with it, Mikhail. You're gonna learn. You're gonna understand. You have to learn. It wasn't my last lesson, but it was a powerful one that renavigated my entire, like literally, I literally sit down and give thanks for that time in my life, because I averted a lot of shit because of that powerful lesson. So I'm saying, what's wrong with, if you genuinely justify in giving into your lower self, then give in, because it means whatever you were trying to upkeep doesn't hold weight in your life yet. Like that. If your knees are buckling, you might need to buckle just to know how strong you need to be. You might need to buckle to know the importance of standing up. One more time. You might need to buckle to realize through wisdom, experiential wisdom, the importance of standing up. No one gets like this. You don't get like this just by making up your mind. Your body has to be instructed into that position. This is why we glorify Malcolm X, but we only can glorify him because of his original story. He was a pimp. He was a hustler. He was a whore. He was a shotter. He was a gangster. He was a banger. He was all of that shit. That's why he can be the most disciplined person. That's how it works. And my decisions for my relationship with women or with my relationship with people, it's not coming from nowhere. It's coming from experiences that I don't want to have again. and I have the wisdom. You get what I'm saying? I have the wisdom to know better, to make certain moves and certain decisions about myself that allow me to remain in peace. That's it. But you have to buckle. So is accepting sometimes? Yes. Justify. Your karma will allow you to get the wisdom. You get it? Some things you don't want to do again. And if you want to do it again, maybe you didn't do it properly the first time. Get what I'm saying? Some things you don't want to do again. And if you're still attracted to it, maybe you didn't do it hard enough. How about that? Alright, let's go for another question. Big up Omar Howard. I saw something from my bro Albert. What if accepting it requires letting go of everyone you know or knew? I did it, bro. I've done it, and it's very hard. But it's true. But guess what? Life is humbling, and this is why I love the book The Alchemist, because life is humbling, yeah? You let go of shit, but for how long? How long? How long you let go? Maybe you need to let go long enough to know that you can do without it. That's the point of fasting. The point of fasting isn't to give up food. It's to know you don't need it. So now you can enjoy it. You don't need it. You get what I'm saying? Give up sex because you don't need it. Now when you go back, you can enjoy it. You get what I'm saying? You don't want to be a slave to these things. So certain people, certain ideas, certain environments, you might need to give up. Bun you lot. I'm done with you lot. Bun. You get what I'm saying, family? Bun you lot. But who knows? 10 years down the line, you might circle back and meet those same people. But you'll be in a different place to be able to relate with them. And that's the point. And I'm learning that myself. There's certain environments I would not go into. Like, I was anti-club. Anti-club. After a certain age, I was anti-club environment. Because it was just disgusting and sticky to me. You gotta say, I can be in a club now. I can be in a club. It's just... because I know what I'm doing in that space. I know how to navigate a space like that. Before, it was like, no. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, this is about where you're at, you know? Just like that. Let's do some more questions. All right, lastly, because I think my battery's dying. Big tune. NHG, how do you transmute anxiety if it seems to be your predisposition? That's a big question. How do you transmute anxiety if you're predisposed to anxiety? Anxiety. I want to get the full-on definition so I can unpack that. I've been waiting for the day to come. And I can leave my troubles far behind. Anxiety. A feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease about something with a certain outcome. Strong desire or concern to do something or something to happen. So, are you saying you're predisposed to anxiety? Here's how you... Okay, cool. A feeling of worry, nervousness, unease about something or a certain outcome. Cool. So it's entirely about memory and where you're, what you're holding in your brain. The way to trump anxiety is to stop thinking and do. And get in a rhythm that doesn't allow you to think. Get in a rhythm that doesn't allow you to think. When you're working with children, you can't have anxiety because you're thinking about their well-being. You get what I'm saying? When you're on a job or you're doing something that you know is important and you've been given a role and responsibility, you don't have anxiety because you have to, you're just thinking about getting whatever that is done. The way to do that is you overwork the anxiety. anxiety comes, you haven't made the decision yet. So you're on a tightrope and not knowing which way you want to fall. Jump, 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 jump. And I know what you're talking about. I get it. You're off rhythm. You are off rhythm. You're off rhythm. How you transmute anxiety is... you got to push that energy in a direction. And if you can't make a decision, or which one sounds better, go. Just go. Go, 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 go. Honestly, just go. Just go. Go, go, go. Don't overthink your rhythm. And I'm talking as someone who's done this. Like, the worst thing I could do to myself is jump off a rhythm. It's the worst thing. You jump off a rhythm and now your mind's open again. Oh, where was I? What was I doing? How was I? How did I do that? What's going on? How do I get that? Oh no, I don't have this. I need that. Who's looking at me? Who's not looking at me? How much money do I have? How much have I saved up? What if this happens? What if that doesn't happen? What if they come for me? What if they don't come for me? What if they like it? What if they don't like it? What if it doesn't work? That's what happens when you jump off rhythm. You jump off rhythm. This is why Cesar Rojo saved my life, man. Because I just do that all day. Thinking about everyone, because you genuinely, you know, you have a big love service and you want to impact people. You want to affect lives. You want to change people's experience of themselves. You want to change your experience of yourself. You want to give. You just want to feel that rush of love service going through you and to others, you know, and back around through you. It doesn't happen in the mind. You have to let that go. You've got to put the mind in a trance. The mind's got to be fixated on whatever work, whatever task is being set. You get what I'm saying? Whatever task has been set, you have to just, you have to, that's where the mind is supposed to be. Like right now, my mind should be focused on making sure I got the sound levels right, making sure the audio's working, the battery's charged, making sure the mic, you get what I'm saying? I ain't got time to think about anything else. But guess what? You shut this off and my mind's going like this. So you have to have things that you show up for that allow the mind to reset to the rhythm. What are you showing up for every day? And this is why, like, originally how this podcast started, I was showing up every day for 4 years straight, and that's what it was about. Because it's a rhythm. It was just a rhythm. You see? So yeah, family. Today's podcast is about accepting yourself. Are you accepting yourself right now? Self-acceptance. We can go deeper on this. We can expand on this more, obviously, family. But this is where we're at for today. I think, hold on, what time did we start? Yeah, we've gone to an hour now. And the family, so much more to come up, family. You'll be able to hear this on Spotify. And let's get in the game, family. It's summertime. I'm back in London, you know, so we can't bring the energy of the motherland here. We got Cesar Rojo coming up in August, and I got some other games that I want to dive into as well with you guys. New music coming out quick and fast. We got a new music video, No Shame, is out now on YouTube. Got family, click the link in the bio, go click on that video, leave a comment, yeah, let me know what you think of the video, share it around, and also get your own meditation on. We're putting out a lot of visuals because we realize we want people to meditate on the music as well via YouTube. It's a very important platform. So go over there, share it, family. Let us know what you think. And tonight, family, we're going into some art study. So if you're in Warojo House or you want to jump on a study, family, jump on it, family. It's tonight. 8 p.m. in the Telegram. We're going to be doing my art study, family. Click the link in the bio if you want to sign up for that. I'll holler at your boy and I'll get you right. Anyone who wants to attend just for the week session as well, that's also an option. Hit me up and we can get in the game. Much love, family. And let's get in, family. Let's get in. Listen, I'm trying to have a wild summer. I just want you lot to know that this summer is no behavior. Like, none. Yeah? I hope you lot understand that. So, I'm not making any promises or anything. I'm just... We're going to have a wild summer. An uplifting summer. A breakthrough summer. Because if I'm in England, it's only to do badness. It's the only reason I come here now. I'm here. If I choose to come here, that means we're here to create trouble. We're here to create some trouble, yeah? All right, cool. So, big up this summer coming. Much love to all of you. Come, give me big hug, big hug, big hug. Yes, family, you're done though. Click the link in the bio. Go to the Telegram if you want to keep the chat going. Hit the link in the bio. Also, watch the video and join us for my art study tonight, family, where we'll be talking about the nature of sex. Sexuality is a big topic. Very important one, and it's important we know how to navigate it. If you want to join those sessions, family, click the link in bio, get your membership, or if you want to just join for today's class, you can as well. Peace in, love out.
Here we go.